We begin the current daven sechtes nida dav zayin. Begin on the bottom of Vav and Beis, five lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara introduces a halacha discussion that will relate back to the Gemara right before it, where we left off in the second version of the teaching of Rav Huna, which related to the halacha we discussed in the previous daf, and this idea that we were medayik, we inferred from the halacha of our Mishnah regarding that the tumas nida me'is le'is applies to the halacha of Mishka B'Meishav, and we said that this halacha of Tumah Me'eis Li'eis is going to be, says Rav Huna, in the second version, for not just for Kachim, but also for Truma, which Rav Nachman asked, but we have a brayse that says, L'Kodesh Avaloi L'Truma. So the Gemara says that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak accepted the question from that brayse, but he qualified, he says that brayse not to mat Kachim and versus Truma, it's Chulin that was made Al Taras Kodesh. That is where we're going to say this halacha of Tumah Me'eis Li'eis, even though it's just chulin, but it's made on the status of a kodesh. But for chulin that was made al taras ha-truma, that is not going to apply. But regular truma, that is like the second version of Huna saying, the tuma of nida me'eis li'eis would apply. Relating to that, the Gemara introduces Tnan Hasam. We learned that within the Mishnah Masechet Tischala. Noilad la, if it's introduced into the dough, a suffix of tuma, there's a doubt if the dough became tummy. So says the Mishnah as follows. Ashle Gilgala, before the dough wasn't rolled yet, meaning that's the concluding activity that makes it obligated in the halach of challah. Challah is one of the 24 gifts that the kohen gets. You take a part of the dough, if you made a certain minimum measurement, you give it to the kohen, which has sanctity like truma, it's challah. So if it wasn't rolled yet, so tasa b'tuma. So if a person wants to, he could go ahead now and touch the dough with his hands that are tummy, because ultimately at the end of the day, this challah is a doubtful situation in regards to the fact that it has a doubt of tumah inside of it, so it's not going to be eaten anyway. So anyways, there's no utility in this anyways. You could touch it with tummy hands. But, says the Mishnah Gilgalav is already rolled, then tasa b'tahara. Then you have to deal with it in a purified state, meaning with vessels that are purified, and you cannot actively contaminate it with one's tummy hands. Now, although at the end of the day, anyways, we said that the challah is going to be forbidden, because it was already introduced in this dough, a tzafik tumah, still not allowed to actively go ahead and contaminate it with one's hands, as the Mishnah explains. Ashle Gilgalav tasa b'tumah, if it wasn't rolled yet, like we said, although in every dough, when you end up making it, it's going to have a chiv of challah. But if it wasn't rolled yet, so chulin nenu. It's just mundane, unconsecrated dough. You're allowed to cause tuma for chulin that's in Eretz Yisrael, so, because the chiv of challah didn't start yet. So there's nothing here. It's all mundane. So it's tuma. Okay, so what are you going to do with it? So you're allowed to deal with it in the state of tuma. But if it was already rolled, then you have to make it in a state of purity, because right now, this dough already was concluded its activity that obligates it in halacha of challah. Now, although one didn't actively separate the challah piece yet, but chulin hatvun l'challah k'challah dami. When you have dough that's already considered untithed in the halacha of challah, means say you already have the obligation in it, in this dough, so that dough already has in it, as if we see the challahs inside of it, so it has the halachic status as challah, so v'asa ligrim tumah. So you're now going to create a definitive tumah l'challah. As the pasuk says, "Ba'ani nasati lach es meshmeris turumoisai." I gave you the safeguarding of my truma in the plural. Which the Gemara Bukhari Taf Lam and Dalma explains, there's two trumas we're talking about over here: when it's tahar and when it's talui, when it's suspended, when there's a situation of doubt. In both of them, the pasuk says you have to safeguard it. See here, when although it's a doubtful tumah, but it's already obligated in challah, it's already hutful l'challah, so it has halacha like challah. Therefore, that's when says the Mishnah you have to safeguard it. Now, Tanu Lin the Braisa that elaborates on this halacha, it's continued to have a B'zayinim and Aleph, that v'chalasa tluya. This challah, when you're going to do it in a state of purity, but it's suspended, because like we said, the dough already maybe became tummy, it has a suffix tumma already that was already developed in it already in the beginning. So although you're now let actively contaminate it, like we said, there's a halacha of mishmeres trumasai, but it's already suspended, l'ilchem l'ilserven, you can't eat it, but you don't burn it. It qualifies further. Be'ezah Safak Amr says the Braisa, now regarding what doubt did we say that the halacha is that the challah is going to be tluya, that because there's a doubtful tumah, it's going to be suspended. It's besafik challah. It's regarding a safik of tumah that applies specifically to challah, but doesn't even apply to chulin. For example, as we're going to shortly explain, the halacha called nishan, of leaning, which, as the Braisa will explain, is actually tahar for even chaverim, for b'nei ha-knesses, for people that are stringent in the laws of purity, but it is forbidden for the laws of Truma. That's what that Mishnah has to tell us. The Braisa has to qualify and in the Mishnah and tell us that even though it doesn't even apply this halacha of tumah for regular chulin here, since it's tevulin l'chala, it's considered that it untight for the halacha of chala because it is already rolled. You have to take it off. You just didn't do it yet. That suffix will apply over here, which on that the Gemara explains my suffix chala. In other words, what is this halacha that the Braisa is saying in the halacha of the Mishnah? What's considered doubt? That's only considered doubtful tumah only for the laws of chala. And you're going to do it over here because of hutful chala, that doesn't even apply as a suffix tumah for the laws of chulin. So Baiva Rabbi Dam Tavai, they both say, Shaloi Taima Bahi Chacha Shaninu, that you shouldn't say that we're talking about something that's indicative, that it's an obvious suffix tumah, Kamay Shanei Shavilin. Like, for example, the halacha of two paths. One path has tumah in there, one path has tar. Now, the person's not sure, did he go on the tumah road, did he go on the tar road? Now, that's a type of a doubt that would be effective in creating a doubt, even by chulin. In other words, don't say that that's the halacha that we're saying that's applying by chulin atfun l'chala. But regarding a tumah that's not obvious, you wouldn't say it. And that says Bayim Rava, no, for that you wouldn't have to say that the suffix tumah we're talking about is, let's say the person went through two paths, one tummy, one tar, and we're not sure, oh, that's where it's a suffix tumah that we're going to say the halacha is for chala, that's tluy. No, because the hasam chulin greater, because there even in a regular chulin, it would also be effective. Let's say someone eats his chulin in the state of tara, nami metamu. It would also be effective and create the halacha that would be considered tummy. So obviously it would work over here. So what are we saying, that it's only a unique halacha for the laws of chala, that's the suffi that's applying over here that would be making in talui that's suspended that you can't eat it but you don't burn it? Or rather, it's even talking about benisham, regarding leaning, which is what's called a suffik tumah she'en muchachas. It's a doubtful tumah that's not even obvious. Now, however, the Mishnah is going to tell us later on that is effective in creating a problem for truma. And therefore, that's what the Chiddush of the Braisa is telling us in this previous Mishnah Chala, that it's also going to be effective in creating a problem, even if it's the dough is still chulin, but it's tvul nechala. It was already finished the making of the dough that then obligates nechala. We see as if the chala is inside, and it's going to be effective that suffik tumah, even though it only applies to chala, as in this dough too. Does not like learn the Mishnah Masech the Zavim. Mishnah says, Zav v'tar, two people. One's a Zav, who has a tumah of Zav, who has a mission from his body, and you have a Torah person, Shoyu Parkin. They were unloading a load, Minachamor from a donkey, Oitainin, they were loading up the load on the donkey. Says the mission of his Mishnah, his son Kavid, when the load, whatever package they're carrying, is heavy, so then tummy. Then the Torah person is going to be tummy. Why? Because maybe because the load is very heavy, maybe the Zav was leaning on the Torah person. Comes out that in a sense, the Torah person is moving the Zav. Or could be that the Torah person is moving on him, which the Pasuk says regarding the seat of the Zav, whoever carries it, and for sure the Zav himself carries it, is going to become tummy. So here we have to be concerned that maybe he's going to carry him, so therefore it's going to be tummy. Mason Kal, but if the package is light, then Tar is Tar, we don't suspect that maybe one is leaning on the other. Now, says the Mishnah, now Vakulon, regarding all of these cases, even if the load is heavy, Taharin l'bnei haknesses. That would be considered pure for people that are in the synagogue, meaning people who are high-level people that eat their chul in the state of tahara. Because this is not a real hesed, a moving, and for sure over here where it's not even the actual case. It's even a doubt. We're not sure. It's not a moving. It's just a leaning. And we're not even sure if it even leaned. So actually, for regular people, even if they eat their chul in tahara, it wouldn't even be considered a safek tumah. But tamei and l'truma. But however, and this is what we were saying before, but for the laws of Truma, rabbinically, we would consider it Tamei, even though it's a situation of doubt. Now that's what says Abayin Rava, V'chulin ha'tvun l'chala, k'chala dami. What's the previous Braisa coming to tell us, explain the Mishnah Chala? That even if it's not really even Chala, which is like has the halacha of Truma, it's actually just dough, regular, unconsecrated dough, that is considered untithed for the Chala, is going to be like the Chala itself, which that suffix of leaning is going to be problematic, just like it is for bona fide challah and for truma, and that's the suffix truma that we're talking about, that for the challah would be tluya. Now, regarding this halacha that we introduced, ask the Gemara, which is going to ultimately come back to the Gemara from the previous daf. Bava Tanya, which actually a Mishnah Masechtas Tefillah Yom that asks, that says as follows: Isha she tefulas yom, a woman who had immersed that day, which means to say that if she was tummy, she immersed that day, she's waiting for sundown, and then she'll be totally pure. But she already went through a certain level of purification, which she already immersed in the mikveh that day. Says the Mishnah as follows. So, losha se'isa, she could knead the dough. The koitzeh men chalas, she could separate the challah piece, meaning, because as long as she didn't yet designate the name and call it the challah, it's still considered like regular untithed, regular chulin. And although she's a tful yaim, a tful yaim has halacha like a sheni l'tuma. There's avad tuma, there's a rishon, sheni. Now, a sheni doesn't make chulin tame, because a chulin cannot become a third level tuma. So the fact that she's touching the dough is not doing anything to it. Now, when she separates the piece of challah, she doesn't yet call it challah yet, so it's still considered chulin. Rather, she takes it, she separates it, and she places that challah piece on the tray or on the plank. I mean, these are vessels that don't have a receptacle, just like a plank, so it's not mekabel tumah, because she's touching this plank. Now, the reason why the Rabban required these flat ones as a hecker, is as a recognition that she shouldn't subsequently touch that piece of challah after she already called it challah. As Gemara explains similarly in Gittin Daf Samach Aleph, therefore we have to have these kelim that are not mekabel tumah, so as to show why we on these types of things. Oh, because I'm tummy, this is going to be the challah, she shouldn't subsequently touch it. Now she could touch it, but subsequently she's not going to be able to. So she puts it on those planks, umakefes. Then she brings those vessels, which is what's holding the piece of challah, near the rest of the dough. The kari l'shem, and then she calls it the piece as challah. And the reason why you have to do that is because the mitzvah is to take truma and challah, things that are called truma, from things that are right near what you're taking it from. And the reason why it's effective is shlishi, because the piece of dough that she separated is becoming a shlishi, because like we said, it's full yom, the woman herself is a sheni, so what she would make the piece into shlishi, but like we said, the shlishi tar b'chulin. A third level tuma is not considered a problem by chulin, it's considered tar, so when she separated, it wasn't problematic, and it remained tar, and now that she calls it a shem, now it becomes the piece of chal. That's a way a woman that's a tful yom could go ahead and separate the chal. Says the Gemara, but v'yamar t'chulna t'fun l'chal k'chal adami. But if you say, like we just explained before, in the halacha of the Braisa, it's explained by Bai and Rava, that a dough that is untithed for challah has the same halachic status like challah itself, but hatamisinu. Then that means to say that this challah that was inside the dough is like challah. And challah could become a third level of tumah. So how could you go ahead and separate it? It has the halacha of challah, and she's a tful yem. She made it a shlishi even before she called it challah itself. So Mabayi says, no, there's a difference. Kol shavadim etama chulin, anything that, when it's definitive, contaminates even chulin, like for example, carrying a zav, which was the halacha we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. So then, gazra sveikoi, that's where we did make a gzera, as we explained of the halacha, the previous brace on the Mishnah Masechta Tzchala, we decreed regarding its doubt, mishum chulin hatvun l'chala, that even when it's regular dough, but if it's tevel for challah, we gave it the status like challah itself. That's what we explained previously. But the reason why it's not difficult from what we're asking right now in this Mishnah in Tful Yom, because of high Tful Yom, but by a person that immersed that day, since that definitiveness wouldn't even contaminate chulin, like we said, she's a sheni, Tful Yom's a sheni, can't make chulin into a shlishi, so let go of the rule of mishum chulin hatvun l'chal. In that situation, they didn't make a decree to make the chulin that's tevel v'chala as if it's like chala itself. When the chulin itself would have a problem, then we said the chulin hatvun l'chal is going to have the halacha for the chala. But when the definitive doesn't have the problem, so then the suffix is not going to have the problem, even for the status of the chala that's inside of it. But the Gemara continues asking, and this word relates back to the halacha of our previous staff. But regarding the halacha that the prior 24 hours of when a woman finds that she has a flow of dam, where the vadai, when she's a full-fledged nida, the halacha is metami chulin. Well, nida contaminates chulin. Vula gazal sveik, and yet still we didn't decree regarding her doubt, meaning this halacha me'is le'is, last 24 hours, mishum chulin hatvun l'chala, even when it's chulin that is untithed for the chala. How do we see this? Because damamara, this is what we said in the previous stuff. Kibla minei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. He accepted the question that was said in the interpretation from this brisa that was said of asking on Rav Huna. And he explained, oh, you know what the brisa means to say? It's b'chulin shenasa taras kodesh. No, when do we say that this halacha of the last 24 hours is problematic for kodesh, not for truma? It's chulin that was made for the purification on the status of kodesh. V'loi b'chulin shenasa taras truma, but not b'chulin that was made for the halacha of tara for truma. But for truma itself, it would apply. But one thing we see is that the halacha, even though it's chulin that made for the tar of truma, that still is not going to have the halacha as truma itself. So the Gemara assumes that same thing is when you have chulin that's tavul and lechala, where they're also, we're saying that the tara of chala is mixed in, that seemingly that we don't say it on, it's ultimately it's chulin. And we don't say, even though it has a status of truma related to it, we don't say that has halacha like truma itself. That was the differentiation that we made. The truma will have the halacha meis leis by nida, but not chulin shenas al taras truma. Seroso for chala we do say this halacha, but for chulin hatvul lechala we see that we don't make that halacha. So the Gemara, no, it's not true, because hasam lepesicha behu truma. There in the halacha of the previous daf, there's no truma that's mixed in. Rather, we just said that it's chulin that's made on the level of tahara of truma. So that's what we said. That's not going to have the halacha meis leis by nida. Bahacha pesicha behu truma. Here, the we have mixed into the dough, essentially, is a piece of challah. It just wasn't separated yet. They were going to say that the chulin that tul nachal is more severe than chulin shenas al taras truma. There, it's going to have the problems that challah generally has, as we said all along. But regarding the halacha of the previous stuff, there is just an added level that the person accepted on his chulin to treat like truma. That's not going to have the halacha like truma itself to be tummy with the nida in mi'eis li'eis. Or v'ibayisim, if you want, you could say a different approach. Is that you're right? Generally, that chulin hatvul nachala will be like challah. Truma shenas al taras truma will also have the halacha like truma. However, hanach me'es le'es, leave alone that halacha in the previous daf regarding the tumma of nida in the prior 24 hours, because that's rabbanan, it's rabbinic. And therefore we said over there that the chulin hanas al taras truma is not going to be like truma itself. But you're right, in general, we would say that it will have the halacha like truma, and therefore over here where we're talking about biblical law, we're going to say that yes, the chulin hatvul l'chala will have the halacha like chala itself, and that's what we're saying, that the chala that's sluya is actually only halachas that apply just to a suffix of truma, and also it's going to apply to the chala that's in this dough, which what we call chulin hatzvul nechala, will have that same halacha, and therefore le'oichlim le'isarfim. Now we continue with the next Mishnah, second Mishnah in our parak in our Masechta, which continues in the theme of the first opening Mishnah, which was discussing this: what do we do with a woman that we find of a re'iyah of dam? Do we say, okay, we suspect only now? Do we suspect the last time she checked? Do we suspect the last 24 hours? And a woman who has a set time, we say, okay, that's right now. So Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Arba Nashim Dayin Shaitin. He says, there's four women that we say right now is sufficient to say that she had it now. We don't suspect it was there before. They're Besula. They're a young woman. Well, as we'll explain in the Mishnah, what exactly does that mean? Generally translated as a virgin. Muberis, a pregnant woman. Manika, a nursing woman. Bezikena, and an older woman. So Rabbi Shui says, Anilu Shamati El Besula. He says, I actually only heard this halacha only by Besula, that she's the only one that we say Dayin Shaitin. However, it's Ketintam and Beis, Av halacha Rabbi Eliezer, but still halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer that applies by all these four women that he said. So the Mishnah explains, Zehi Besula, what do we mean when we say a Besula? So it's actually Kol Shalei Rasa Dam Imeu. It means to say any woman who never yet saw a dam of nida, she never got her menses, never got her period in her lifetime. Av a Bishan Esu, it doesn't mean a virgin that never had relations, even if she's married, but she never had dam. Then, if we find now for the first time dam, we say it only happened right now. We don't suspect it happened before, and because we don't expect dam by her. What do we mean when we say mu'ubaris, a pregnant woman? It's mishiyadeh ubro. It's when it's recognizable that she's pregnant. Then we say that, okay, we're not expecting her to have dam, and if she does, it happened now. We don't suspect it happened before. Manika, a nursing woman, is asha tikmulas benaz, until she weans her son, until she stops nursing. Now, says the Mishnah, let's say nasna benola benika, let's say she gives her child to a wet nurse. She's not nursing, another woman is nursing the child. Ogumalasa, or she weans the child, she stops nursing. Oymeso, the child dies. So Remeir, I mean, he says, metam mesleyes. Okay, so she's not a nursing woman anymore, and therefore if she finds dam, so the tumma is going to be like all other women, we're going to suspect the tumma for retroactively the last 24 hours. The sages say, no, dayashaita, even there, it's still going to be sufficient, like a regular nursing woman, up until 24 months after giving birth, because that's the time of nursing of a child. And the Gemara is going to explain, but the child's dead, but she's not nursing anymore, why it still continues this dayashaita up until 2 years, 24 months after giving birth. Says the Mishnah, and Nezehu Zikain, what's considered an older woman? It's called Sha'avrolau, if it already passed that she never had a flow of dam, Sholesh Einish, 3 periods, which the Gemara is going to explain what exactly does that mean. Samach Lizaknasa, near the time when she gets older, which the Gemara is going to explain also what that means, then she's considered already an older woman that even if she has dam, we don't suspect the last 24 hours. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, he says that actually, no, Kol Isha, says every woman, even a young woman, not only an older woman, Only if Sha'avrullah Shalish Ainus, if it passed by 3 periods, then Dayashaitam, then it's going to be sufficient that we only suspect it now, not just an older woman, even a younger woman, that, okay, we don't suspect now because we see she went through 3 periods that she didn't have. We don't suspect the last 24 hours. Now, Rabbi Yisim, he says, Muberes Umanika, he says stringently, says even a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, Sha'avrullah Shalish Ainus, if it passed by them 3 periods that they didn't see a flow, then Dayin Shaitan. Then it's sufficient only to suspect it right now. But if it didn't pass 3 times, then not. Which that disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakhama, who they said, no, a pregnant woman is enough right now when you know that she's pregnant, and the nursing woman right when she gives birth. He holds, no, you still have to wait 3 times, and only then do we consider them as mesulik damim, as not suspecting her to have blood. Now, says the Mishnah is qualifying, now, regarding what did we say that these women, it's sufficient only to suspect you right now, it's b'ri rishayna. It's only the first time that they ultimately, subsequently do see dam, which the besula sees, or the pregnant woman, or the nursing woman, or the elderly woman after she already had 3 periods that she didn't see, then we say, oh, she saw, we didn't expect it, okay, only right now. But the second time she subsequently sees dam, mitam meisliyes, then that's going to contaminate Tyrus the last 24 hours, because we see she went back as she always was, where blood is now commonly found by her. But says the Mishnah, but if the first time she sees, after when we really suspect that she's not seeing, it's something due to some external forcible reason, then the second time would also be sufficient, because the first time didn't tell us she went back as she always was, because that was some happenstance that caused her to have a flow of dam, which is not her body itself. So therefore, the second time would also be now, quote, the first time saying Dayashaita. Now, Tanya Linda Bryce elaborates on the first machlekes we mentioned in our Mishnah, that Amalei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua says, Atolei Shemata, as he said in the Mishnah, he said, you didn't hear that the halacha, if Dayashaita applies by all 4 women, Ani Shemata, I did hear. As he says, Atolei Shemata Alachas, you only heard one regarding from the 4, which was the Besula, but I heard many. And therefore, Ein Omer L'Mishalei Ruah Sachedish, you don't tell to someone who didn't see the new moon, that Yovav Yod, he should come and testify that he saw the new moon, which was necessary for Kiddush HaChedesh, El Mishra'ah, only for the one who saw. I saw, and therefore I'm testifying. Now, says the Braisa, Kol Yomav Shal Reb Eliezer, all the days of Reb Eliezer, when he was alive, Hayayisnik Reb Yeshua, they actually followed the Psak of Reb Yeshua, that the Halach of Dayashayit was only for a Besula, for a woman who never yet saw in her life. After Eliezer actually passed away, Rabbi Yeshua actually brought back the old halacha, to be like Rabbi Eliezer, that actually by all 4 women to say Dayichait. Now, my time alive, why when he was alive did they not follow him? The reason is, Mishum de Eliezer Shamutihu. Eliezer was excommunicated, as the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, Dafnun Tesma Beis, because of a certain reason. So therefore, they didn't follow him in all other halachas. Now, Besaver, Rabbi Shua thought, although the halacha does follow like him in this halacha, but if we're going to let people follow him in this one halacha, they're going to follow him in other halachas, which we're not supposed to, because he's, quote, excommunicated in that regard. But if people are going to ultimately follow him in other halachas, because of the dignity and the honor of Rabbi Eliezer, we're not going to be able to protest, which is going to be inappropriate because halacha doesn't follow like him. But after Rabbi Eliezer passed away, the mitzin machinibu that we could protest if they're going to follow him in other halachas because he's not around, then we could protest. So he brought back the halacha to the way that was old, which was really to follow Rabbi Eliezer in all 4 of the halachas to say dayin shaita. Now, actually, Amar Yehuda Mishmuel, he says that halacha Rabbi Eliezer ba'arba. Actually, halacha follows like Rabbi Eliezer in 4 places. So, though generally we don't follow like him, but there's 4 places. Chadad Amar, and one is like we said in the halacha of our Mishnah, which that is, it's regarding 4 women that we say dayin shaitan. Vidach, the other one is the halacha of the following brisa. The brisa says hamakasha. If a woman is going through travails of childbirth, and which is within the 11 days of what we call the Yimei Ziva, between the days of Nida, which there's a cycle of 7 and 11 days, and again, the Nida cycle starts over again. So if she has difficulties 3 consecutive days, and then every day because of the pain she's having, she's having a flow of blood, which there's a rupture there by the area when there's birth, the halacha is that she does not become, although generally those 11 days, if she sees down for 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava, If it's during the days of when she's in childbirth, she does not become a zava to require what's called shiv nikiyim, 7 clean days, which all our women do these days, but in Talmudic times it was only for the days of a zava and requiring a carbon. Like the pasuk says, ki yazav zav dam, if there's going to be a flow of her blood, which the Gemara elsewhere expounds, dama means her blood if it comes by itself, but not if it's coming due to the birth of a child. Now, but that's what the Bryce is discussing. If however she has a delay, she has a stop of the pain of childbirth, where after the 3 consecutive days that she was having a flow of blood, instead of giving birth, it's revealed obviously that the blood is not coming because of the birth, because she has a stay and there's no childbirth pains, and therefore comes out that she obviously those 3 days were related to her zav, to her zava, and not because of the childbirth, and therefore that's what's called yuledis bezaif. That means to say she gave birth through Tumma of Ziva. And therefore, actually, she's going to require, besides the days of Tumma of her birth, which a woman becomes Tummy by birth, called Tumas Leda, she's also going to require 7 clean days, and she's going to have to require 2 karbanas, one for the Ziva and one for the birth. Now, so that's what the Bryce is discussing. If a woman's in childbirth, and she has that pain, and she's flowing blood for more than 3 days, so Kama Tishbe, how long does she have to stop and to be calmed down from the pain of childbirth after 3 days of having child pain with flowing of blood? Utehizava, that retroactively will say, oh, because of that pain she was having, it was actually Zava, not birth. Because if she would go straight into birth, obviously it's because of the birth, and she wouldn't be considered Zava. How long does the stay have to be to see that it's not because of the birth, but rather she has halacha like a Zava? On that, it's me'es le'es. It's 24 hours. Meaning, if from noon today up until noon the following day, she stops and she doesn't have any childbirth pains, we could say that the flowing blood was not because of the child, and therefore that would qualify for kiyazav zav dama, that the blood is flowing by itself to make her a zav, to be what's called yaledis bezav. That's the Rebbe Eliezer, which Rebbe Shua disagrees with him, as brought elsewhere, and that's what the Gemara is saying about halacha gedvav, halacha falls like him in that too. Midach, the third place is the Mishnah later on of Samachesma base. The Mishnah tells us Hazav v'Hazava, which is the male and the female version of Tumaziva, which is when they stop their flow, which the word Zav actually means to flow. It's a flow out of their general area. They have to count 7 clean days without having any flow. As the pasuk says, v'siperloi, they have to count 7 days. So says the Mishnah, shebatku atzman, if they check themselves yom rishon, the first day of those 7 days, umatzutar, and they found that he's tar. No dam, no flow, no ziva. The yom shvi umatzitar, and set the 7th day, and also found that he or she is tar. But v'shar hayam, the other days, the 5 intermediate days, loy batku, they didn't check to see if there was a flow then. So the yezayim, he says, hari elu b'cheskes tar. All 7 days on the presumption of tahara, because since the first day and the last day were tar, so therefore we consider that shiv and nikim, and they could immerse on the evening of the 7th day and be considered tar. Pshuah, he says, no. They only have day 1 and day 7, and they have to count another 5 days. Because we are concerned that maybe there was a re'iya flow of Zava or Ziva in those 5 days. Now, as Rashi points out, if we knew for sure definitively that there was a flow in those 5 days, so actually that would reject the first clean day. Because the Torah tells them, Yirkut Tezvav, V'achar Titar, which tells us after everything, which is that there can't be any intermediate tumah interrupting in the days of Tahara. It has to be consecutive, contiguous 7 clean days. But now that it's only a concern, so we could count in skipping. Count day 1 as day 1, day 7 as day 2, and then count another 5 days. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Kiva, in my third opinion, says, no, ain lehem elohim shvi b'vad. No, the Zaba, they only have day 7, because, like we said, maybe there was a flow in the intermediate days when they didn't check, which, like we said, that's Saiser, that rejects the purity of the first day, because we need all 7 to be pure. Like the Pasuk says, as we mentioned, Ba'achat Titar, we go after the end of all of it, there can't be any intermediate Tumah in the middle. Yeah, but Tanya Linton, the Bryce, regarding this mission,